This is the question, which is better, to serve Krishna or to serve Krishna's devotee? So if we look at the Bhagavatam, see the story of Vasudeva and Devaki in Mathura. So they did tapasya for three lives, as Prishni and Sutapa and Dara and Drona and Dara, Prishni and Sutapa, and finally Devaki and Vasudeva. And they got the boon from the Lord because they wanted to have the Lord as their son. So they prayed to the Lord for a boon, and they prayed, "Oh my Lord, please bless us that you come as our son." But if you look at Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they didn't pray to the Lord, they prayed to the devotees. They went to the devotees and prayed, like you see that Mother Yashoda was praying to Shiva and Nanda Maharaj. They would go to Shiva Lingas and Shiva Didis, because they didn't have any children until late in life. So they were praying to the devotees, to the rishis, to the brahmins, please to bless them. So they got boon from the devotee, not from the Lord. And they did not want the Lord as their son, but they wanted devotion. They wanted devotion for the Lord. They wanted to serve the Lord. Therefore, that's why which is better, to serve Krishna or serve his devotees. So Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, their position is superior to Vasudeva and Devaki. It's explained that Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj's love is called the main lakshan, the main characteristic of their bhakti is prema. And Vasudeva and Devaki, the main characteristics of their bhakti characteristic is Aishwarya. You see that they saw the form. In the prison house, Vasudeva and Devaki, they saw the form of the Lord with Padma, Chakra, Gada, and Kashank. And they said, "Oh, please, we want to see your baby form." But Yashoda and Nanda, they never saw such a form. So Nanda Maharaj, he was asking Lord Brahma to please give him Uttam Bhakti, Braja Bhakti, for Lord Hari. So this is one point. So the Vasudeva and Devaki, they were doing tapasya to get the pleasure of the Lord. They were trying to serve the Lord to get something from the Lord. The service of the Lord, ultimately. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they also wanted the service of the Lord, but they were praying to the devotees. The gopis, they also worship Katyayani, and the six Goswamis worship Gopishwar Mahadev. So Katyayani is Durgama. So they say, because Krishna belongs in the hands of his devotees, he's very, very much available. Even he tells Nadi Puran to Arjuna that he who says he's my devotee, I don't accept it. But he who's a devotee of my devotee, then I consider his petition. So this is the point, that when we try to just worship Krishna directly, we get some form of Krishna, but it's not the intimate, sweet form. Like Vasudeva and Devaki. They wanted the Lord as their son, and they prayed to the Lord for that. Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they just wanted to serve the Lord. And they pray to the devotees. So the devotees, of course, they can give the service. And so their love, their bhakti was much sweeter. And they got such an intimate aspect of the Lord. Krishna and Vrindavan got to breastfeed him and everything. What is the meaning of impurity? Impurity means one's desire to enjoy independently. So this is impurity. In other words, there's purity and impurity. Like we say, I'm trying to get purified. I'm fasting on Ekadasi. I'm doing Chaturmasya Vrata. I'm doing Kartik Vrata. why are you doing Brikma? I want to get purified. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. I want to get purified. Lust, anger, and greed, envy. But these are simply expressions or symptoms of impurity. But the real impurity is the quality of our intention, the quality of our desire. So the real impurity is the desire to enjoy independently of Krishna. Because what I'm doing is this being performed to bring happiness to Krishna? Is this activity I'm doing, is this solely for the purpose of bringing happiness and pleasure to Krishna or to Sri Guru? Or is this activity I'm engaged in, am I actually drawing some profit, some commission, like a commission agent? I'm working for you, but I'm also drawing commission. So okay, I'm working for Krishna, but I'm getting my paycheck. So that's the impurity, the degree of that independent spirit to enjoy independently. So this is what we find in Braj Leela especially. There's not the slightest desire to enjoy independently. Not any kind of idea of any sort to get pleasure from having the Lord as their son. Like Devaki and Vasudev, they had some, you know, almost like transcendental independence. It was like a tinge of impurity in a sense, that they wanted to have the Lord as their son. And whereas Yashoda and Nanda, they just wanted to serve the Lord. There's some big difference there, and that's described. That's why one had Braja Prem and the other had Aishwarya Prem. This one had this Prem mixed with opulence and some not that. So Braj Bhakti, we hear about the Braj Bhakti of Sridham Subal, Yashoda Nanda, and Lalita Vishaka Radharani, Mandris and Gopis of Braj, Gopas, mothers, fathers, friends. Because then we can develop the desire to surrender our independence. Because to become a servant of the Braja Gopis, they say Gopi Bhava or Samritabdi Lahari, Kalola Magna Mahur. Six Goswamis, they're always swimming. Gopi Bhava or Samritabdi Lahari, Lahari, they're always swimming and surfing or riding the waves of the Gopis Bhav, ocean of their Bhav. So we talk about Gopi Bhav or becoming Mandris, but we have so much independence within us, so much independent spirit, so much selfishness and ulterior motives. And because we're deceitful, we don't want to admit it. And self-delusion. We delude ourselves. We say, oh, I'm a good guy. I'm pretty advanced. I'm pretty pure. I'm very detached. I'm sincere. I'm trying my best. But actually, we have a lot of dirt, mal, kalka. Like we say, this is Kali Yuga, right? This is Kali Age. So we say this generally, Kali means the age of quarrel, argument, fighting, disagreements, and hypocrisy. The bull of religion, Dharma Brisha. The bull of religion is only standing on one leg, and that leg is wobbling, shaking, trembling. Austerity leg is gone, cleanliness leg is gone, and tapasya leg is gone, and the only leg of Dharma left in Kali Yuga is some truthfulness, and there's not much of that. So Kali Yuga is characterized by quarrel and hypocrisy. So it's very interesting, if you look at this, the root of this word Kali, it comes from kalka. Kalka means dirt. Dirt. The word kalka means dirt. So what's the antidote? If you get a disease, you have to take an antidote to counteract or remove that disease. So this is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. So this means fighting, cheating. This is the problem. So the antidote, because this is the dirt of Kali Yuga, the hatred. That's dirt. The kalka, the dirt of Kali Yuga, is the hatred. It is the envy, the fighting, the disagreement, the cheating. So what is the antidote? The antidote, the counteraction, is love. Right? The opposite of envy is love. Because that's why bhakti is the primary religion in Kali Yuga. It is a primary teaching. It is a primary practice. Other things, if you see how all other kinds of Christians and yogis and this group and that group and all these art of this and art of that, they're all mixing some kind of bhakti in their presentation. Some bhajan, some bhakti bhajan, some bhakti kirtan, some play, some drama. They realize because that what people are starving from and what people are suffering from in Kali Yuga is a lack of love, genuine love, divine love, Bhagavan Prem. And this love, This bhakti is actually the only antidote, because love is pure. Love is pure. Love is pure. It's pure love. Vishuddha prem, Vishuddha, very especially pure love. So that removes the dirt, like soap removes the dirt. If you have lots of soap, then the dirt goes away. It destroys the dirt, removes the dirt. So if you have lots of love, if we have lots of love and lots of prem, that removes the dirt. That removes the fighting. That removes the cheating of Kali Yuga. Because if you love someone, you really can't cheat them. Love is how we can solve the problems of fighting and cheating by love. You can't solve the problems of quarrel and hypocrisy by jnana and yoga. You have so much knowledge and so much sankhya, understanding minutely all the details and aspects of this creation. Counting everything, analyzing everything, trying to find the absolute, neti, 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 neti. It's not this, it's not that. What is it, what is it, what is it? And elimination. Oh, everything is matter. No, everything is elements. No, everything is molecules. No, everything is atoms. No, everything is neutrons. No, everything is protons. No, everything is neutrinos. And they go smaller and smaller. Trying to break everything down to smaller units and smaller parts to analyze what is this material nature. The Sankhya, measuring, analyzing, weighing, calculating. But that, you can go on like that for eternity, but still, when you look around you and you start interacting with other human beings, you start quarreling and you find some hypocrisy in yourself and in others. And there's quarreling and there's argument and there's disagreement and there's cheating and there's kapat dealings and deceit. So gyan will not remove that. If you take yoga, you're just busy with your own health or your own mental peace, your own peace of mind or your own physical health. Right? Is physical yoga, mental yoga? It's asana or gymnastics, but mostly it's gymnastics and asana. Or some pranayama, dhyan, dhruvana, smriti, samadhi. It's your own inner peace. Soham. Soham, I am that. Merge with the energy, merge with the pran. Sarvakalvidam Brahma. Become one with the Brahman. So then that's good for your own salvation. But still you have to interact. Human beings are social animals. And you have to move in society. You have to see the hypocrisy and experience the fighting and experience the quarrels. No man is an island. We're social beings in a social milieu. So as soon as you interact with others, unless you interact with all yogis, if you're interacting, the whole society is full of yogis, then everybody's absorbed in meditation. No one's selling food, no one's selling gas, no one's fixing cars, because everyone's absorbed in meditation if it's a society full of yogis. So you can't get anything done. But as soon as you try to move in the world and sell products and buy products and travel and negotiate with the material energy, you have to negotiate with a variety of people, Shudras, Vaishyas, Kshatriyas, Brahmins. And they have their natures. And in Kali Yuga, Janmana, Janmana jayate shudro. Janmana jayate shudro. Kalo shudra sambhava. The nature of the sambhava people in Kali Yuga, irregardless of the varna, whether they're Brahmins or Shudras, or whether they're Chaturvedi Brahmins or Chamaras, they're Chaturvedis or Chamaras, or Bhangis. They all have shudra-like nature. Tendency to sleep, tendency to illusion, laziness, intoxication, inordinate attachment to sex life, no peace of mind, no purity of heart, no deep interest in God and God realization, just imitation, charlatan, show bottle religion, just to make money, name, fame, profit, adoration, distinction, comedy, kanak pratishtha. So by yoga, jnana and yoga, we cannot actually solve the problems of quarrel and hypocrisy, but by love. Because if you love someone, you'll cooperate with them. If you love someone, you won't fight them. If you love someone, you won't cheat them. Because if you love someone, there's like, we say, ekatma dui deha, ekatma, ekatma dui dosharir, ekatma. We are one in two bodies. A husband and wife are one in purpose, one in love, one in desire, one in life. They say like this. Although we have different bodies, male gender and female gender. So this is what Bhagavan Prem means. That the Jiva, Bhagavan, Prem Sambandha means we're one with the desire of the Lord. The Lord wants us to hear and chant Kirtaniya Sandahari. And so we're always Shravanam and Kirtanam, Vishnu, and engaging everybody. So everybody's in oneness. There's harmony because of a common center. God is the Father, we're all His children. Everyone's enjoying hearing about Krishna. Everyone's enjoying chanting Krishna's name and fame. Everyone's enjoying remembering His qualities and pastimes. And this way, we all expand our love for Bhagavan. And Bhagavan includes everything, all of creation. Aham sarvasya prabhava mata sarvam pravartate iti mapa bhajanti ma buddha bhava samanvita. Krishna is telling in Gita 10th chapter, 10:8, that I am the source of everything. Everything is within me. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat avyakti murtina matstani sarvabhutani. So everything is standing on Krishna. Krishna is everywhere and everything is in Him. So when we have Bhagavan prem, love for Krishna, then we love all His creation. All the animals, birds, bees, beasts, human beings. And we integrate with them harmoniously, and we interact with them in a loving spirit of appreciation and gratitude. There's no envy, there's no hypocrisy, there's no cheating, no deceit. You may cheat the guy out in the field, you may cheat the guy in the business place, you may cheat the tax collector, but you won't cheat your wife, you won't cheat your mother, you won't cheat your sister, because they are near and dear to you. There's a bondage of love, a bondage of oneness, a bondage of intimacy. Same parivar, same name, same blood, same genes. So that's a limited concept of prem, body love. You're of my body, I love you. Bhoma idyadi. Yasyatma buddhi kuna patriyatrike. So eva gokara. This is ass love, cow love, love of ass, love of cow, flesh love. Very limited, narrow-minded love. But when our love expands to become universal love or divine love, centered on God, the Supreme Divinity, the Supreme Beloved, then that He includes everything. God includes everyone. God includes every parivar. God includes every gender and every creed and every country. It's all God's countries and God's people and God, black man and white man and green man and blue man and yellow man, everybody, Chinaman, American, Hindu man, Christian man. And they're all included. So they're all included in God's kingdom. So when you love the center, then you love all the circumference. God is the center. So this is bhakti is the only solution to Kali Yuga. So when we hear about this Braja Bhakti, then we develop a desire to surrender. So to become servants of the Braja Gopis, we have to do a lot of tapasya. Nanda and Yashoda, they asked a boon to attain Parama Bhakti for Lord Hari. So by hearing about their desire, then our own bhakti improves. Nanda and Yashoda were not asking anything for their own benefit. They're asking for the benefit of others. But if we're asking for direct service to Hari, that's interesting. They said, because Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they wanted to serve Krishna. They wanted Krishna to become their son so they could serve Him. Just to serve Him. But Vasudeva and Devaki, they wanted to have a son like Krishna. They wanted God as their son. The service wasn't their angle. Well, they did so much tapasya. Krishna and Sutapa, Drona and Dara for thousands and thousands of years, just eating dried leaves, standing on one foot. Heavy, heavy physical tapasya to become Aishwarya Prem or Aishwarya Bhakti, Aishwarya Madhurya, Aishwarya Prem and Mathura, and then Krishna never sucked her breast or never had the opportunity to serve. They kind of saw Him and stood in awe and reverence and homage and offered prayers and then got afraid and became frightened, and then he hit his forearm form and became two-arm form and then disappeared. So they had, okay, God became their son, but what service did they render? But as far as Yashoda and Nanda, that Krishna became their foster son. God wasn't their son, but God was their object of service, their object of love. They just wanted to serve, and they served day and night. How much service? Bathe Him, wash Him, dress Him, feed Him, protect Him. Wasn't it? Yashoda was serving Krishna 24 hours a day, just service. Vasudeva and Devaki, they wanted the Lord as their son. So there's some ego in that. They can think that in having direct service to the Lord, they have the ego. I am doing direct service to the Lord. But Yashoda and Nanda, they never thought that Krishna was God. Right? They never thought that. They just served. So Vasudeva and Devaki, they had a pride. They wanted to be the father and mother of the Supreme Lord. They did austerity. They said, we want God to be our son, which means we have some want. So that's why we say there's a touch. This is very interesting. Acharyas say there's a touch of impurity. It's almost transcendental impurity. It's transcendental impurity because it's not impurity connected with gross forms of material sense gratification. But it's some impurity because there was some ego there that I want. Oh, I'm captivated by the idea of becoming the father of God. Yes. So he did intense austerity. So God said, okay, you can have this mood. You can enter into my eternal father and mother. Because Jonah and Dara, they're separate. Because Vasudeva and Devaki, the eternal mother and father of Krishna. That's Nitya in Mathura. So these Jonah and Dara and Prishni and Sutapa, they were like, I'm not sure, but I believe they were jivas. And they were doing austerities with this idea to make this teaching, the difference between Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj's approach, just service, without ego. No, the total purity, Braj Bhakti is so pure, even in Vatsalya Bhava, it's called Vishuddha Vatsalya Bhakti, Vishuddha Prem, Nirmal Vishuddha Prem. It's a very special type of Prem, Vishuddha, very special type of pure divine love, but at the same time is Nirmal. There's no any kind of dirt, no kind of contamination or any kind of lacking in it, or any kind of ego in it. Whereas Jonandara and Prishni Sutapa, who came like amshas, or came like, got, you know, partial amshas to experience that, fulfill that desire, they entered into the forms of Vasudeva and Devaki, the Acharyas are telling. They had this some desire, they had a desire to enjoy independently. What was that independent desire? They had the pride that they wanted to be the father and mother of the Supreme Lord. But on the other hand, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they only wanted to serve the Lord. They had no other desire. Their desire was pure. So the essence of Raghunuga Bhakti is to follow in the footsteps of devotees, the Brijvasis. That's the ultimate following. So when we serve the devotees, if we serve the devotees, that gives me a humble position. You see that Vasudeva and Devaki, they were serving the Lord, but they had serving in the sense that they did so much austerity, which is a type of service, tapasya, but they did that tapasya to fulfill their ego, to have the Lord as their son, to become the mother and father of the Lord. So they didn't become so much humble. But when you serve the devotees like Yashoda and Nanda, they used to serve all the rishis and they serve all the different devotees of the Lord, so they become humble. If you serve the devotees, it gives me a humble position. We have to think, I'm a servant of the servants. But if we serve the Lord directly, we may develop the mood, our feeling. If we're serving the Lord directly, we may develop the mood or the feeling that, oh yes, I'm enjoying the direct association. The Lord is right there in front of me. I can ask for something. So then some ulterior motive may come up in us. Just like, for example, if you're directly serving Bill Gates, called a PS. Or say you're a PS to the Prime Minister in India. So then, and you're just doing your service, whatever he asks, and you're getting your paycheck and you're happy. But then some friend of yours, you meet him. He said, what is your job? He's on the PS. Oh, really? You should ask him. You're right there. You can speak to him anytime. You're so intimate. You can directly ask him any time of the day. Why don't you ask him to help you out and give you some government housing for your wife? Well, he gives you some idea. But then that contaminates the relationship. If that enters into your mind, then you're already getting paid sufficiently. And so this is beyond the call of your duty to start thinking like that, start desiring. Well, yeah, I can take advantage of my position, my proximity to this prime minister, to beg for a special boon from him, or maybe on behalf of my relative. Well, my relative wants to get a visa to America. Oh, come on, you're connected to the Prime Minister, can't you help me? Well, really, I don't want to do that. I don't have that kind of relationship. I don't want to have that kind of relationship. But then you say, okay, and then you tell the Prime Minister, oh, can you help my cousin brother get a visa? You're like this. So then the Prime Minister, what is this? What do I was happy, now you're trying to exploit me. You see? So this is kind of the idea. that we know that if we, the Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they never thought that Krishna was God. They're just serving him. He came and they just served him. So if we have this idea that we're directly serving, we may try to enjoy it. Or since the Lord, an ulterior motive may arise, we'll ask him for something. But service to devotees is pure. Because we're just serving, say we're serving the chauffeur of the prime minister. We're just washing the car for the chauffeur and change the oil. So we can't talk to the prime minister, and so we just have to become humble. We're just a humble servant of the driver, and we don't have any access to the prime minister. So the position of Nanda and Yashoda was much superior to Vasudeva and Devaki, because Vasudeva and Devaki, they did austerities, and the Lord appeared to them and asked them what they want. They did intense austerities for the purpose of getting darshan of the Lord and getting their boon fulfilled. He said, and when he came, he said, "We want to have a son like you." But the position of Nanda and Yashoda is different because they worship Brahma, the devotee, and the blessings came from Lord Krishna through Brahma. When we serve the Lord, there's a chance to ask for a boon, or we may tell others about your service to the Lord. Oh, you know, I'm serving I'm the PS to the Prime Minister. Really? The peon of the prime minister may capitalize on it. So the object of having devotion to the Lord is actually superior to the goal of attaining the Lord. This is the conclusion. So serving the devotees of the Lord, which is what Yashoda Nanda did, and praying to Brahma and others, then they got to serve the Lord. So you get the service of the Lord is much more superior than just getting the Lord. Vasudeva and Devaki did intense austerities, but still they had this tinge of slight impurity, so they wanted the Lord. The Lord appeared in the course of their austerity and said, when he asked, what do you want? They didn't say, we just want to serve you. They said, we want to have a son like you. We want to have the Lord as our son. He said, okay. So he appeared, okay, I'm your son. Okay, bye. He was there for 1 hour. He stayed with 11 years as Yashoda Nanda, you see. And so then when he was grown up and he was no longer could be their son, he's a full-grown man, he went back to Mathura. And then again, he reunited with Vasudeva and Devaki. He was no more childhood anymore. Vatsalya Bhava is primarily experienced in childhood. When the boy grows up to adulthood and goes off to Dwarka and he's a big king and prince, there's no more much position for the mother and father to do much. The boy is independent then. He's independent and doesn't need much help or service from the parents. Moreover, he has his wives and queens also doing everything. So the parents become superfluous. So he never really rendered any service to his mother and father, Vasudeva and Devaki. But Krishna, Yashoda and Nanda, they were serving 24 hours a day, Krishna. Isn't it? So Jiva Goswami is saying that the object of having bhakti or devotion to the Lord is superior to the goal of attaining the Lord. And in his Sandarbha, his Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami says that love is the object of a devotee. Prema Pumartha Mahan. Like our goal, like sometimes people say, we ask the devotees, what is your goal? Is your goal to attain Krishna or Krishna's service? Sometimes people say, you know, there are devotees, what is your goal? What is your object? Well, I want to go back to Godhead. Acha. What does that mean? You want to go on vacation or what is that? Why, what is your goal? I want to go to Hawaii, sit on the beach and eat and drink coconut water and eat papayas. I want to enjoy. Yes, I want. So it's not very clear. But the real answer there is that, you know, Ramya Kachirupasana Brajubadu Bir Sakalpita. Ramya Kachirupasana Brajubadu. Ramya Upasana, worship, service, like the gopis, Brajagopis, that's the most desirable thing. Aradya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanios. Aradya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanios. Sri Dham Vrindavanam. Ramya Kachirupasana Brajabhudir Sakalpita. Then it says, Srimad Bhagavatam Amala Gyanam. Srimad Bhagavatam Amala Gyanam. Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matir idam. This is the opinion, this is the conclusion, this is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya, that Krishna prem seva, the service of Radha Govinda Yugal in the mood of Braj Gopis, in his Braj Bhav, this is the attainable object, this is the aim and objective of devotion. Prem seva of Radha and Krishna, or Krishna Balaram, or Nanda and Yashoda in the groves of Vrindavan, in the forests of Vrindavan, in the land of Braj. So our goal is we worship sweetness. We worship the Madhurya, the sweetness of Radha, the sweetness of Krishna, the sweetness of Braj Leela, Braja Madhuri. We say Braja Madhuri. We worship the sweetness of what? The sweetness of love, Prema Madhuri. We worship that. That is our upasana, Ramyat Kachit Upasana. Upasana means our worship. Upasana. That which we worship. We worship the sweetness. We worship the love. The Prema Madhurya. Krishna has four distinctive characteristics, Rupa Goswami explains. Rupa Madhurya, Leela Madhurya, Vena Madhurya, and Prema Madhurya. So we worship that Prema Madhurya Bhagavan. We worship the sweetness of Krishna's love, the beauty of his love, the charm of his love, the sweetness of his love. And that is our goal. Our goal is his loving service, isn't it? Devotional service. Bhakti means devotional service. Bhakti becomes bhav. Bhav becomes prema. Priti. Pyar. Pyar means love. Well, love means service. So our goal is service. The loving devotional service of Radha and Krishna, Vrindavan. So our goal is prem. Prem seva. Prem seho. Prem sekaho Sri Krishna. With love, kala. Prem sekaho Sri Radha. Prem sekaho Sri Radha. Prem sekaho Sri Radha. So the prem seva, this is the object of a devotee. And Jiva Goswami establishes this as a praman or a fact in Bhakti Sandarbha, that love is the object of a devotee. Love, right? We say, what do we say? We say, ado shada tata sada sanga bhajana kriya narta nivriti, tato nishta, tata ruchi asakti bhava prema. What is the goal of shraddha? The goal of shraddha is God, prem, Bhagavan prem. We have faith in Shastra, faith in sadhus, then we surrender to Shastra and sadhus, then we take Shiksha and Diksha, then we become purified, become steady, attain a relish and taste, become fully attached, develop feelings and love and emotion, then pure love. And that pure love expresses itself by actions, seva, kriya, devotion, works of devotion, navaveda bhakti, works of devotion, acts of love. So love is the object of devotion. The goal of, we say, sambandha abhideya prayojan. Prayojan means the goal, the objective, the ultimate necessity. So love is the object of devotion, and that's most beautifully shown in the example of Yashoda and Nanda, in their pure love for Krishna. No calculation, no thread, or not even the slightest scent, or a thread of ambition, or ego, or desire. God is our son. Even people would come and tell them, oh, why are you being so familiar with this boy? Don't you know he's Bhagavan? Narada Muni would come, Durvasa Muni would come, Garga Rishi would come, and Bhagavari Rishi would come and say, your son, why are you slapping him? Why are you chasing him with a stick? Why are you tying him up? Why are you pulling his ear? What is this? Don't you know he's God? He's Bhagavan. He's Ishwar Paramakrishna, Sajidananda Vigraha, Sarvakarana Karanam, Govinda Madhi Purusham. Don't you know this? Huh? What are you talking about? And then Nanda turns to Yashoda. This Narada Muni, he's a young boy. He doesn't understand. Krishna is God. How can he be God as soon as the thunder claps in the sky? Boom! And lightning strikes. Shh! Then he runs into a room, jumps in our bed crying, Daddy, Daddy! Oh, Nanda Baba! Ooh, ooh, ooh! He starts crying. And sometimes he gets angry. He bites his lip. Then he passes urine on the floor. This is Bhagavan. Ah, and he steals a girl's clothes, and he goes and pinches the babies, and he feeds monkey eats. He sits down with monkeys and eats. God eats with monkeys. He sits down. He steals a pot of yogurt, then calls the monkeys. Ah, 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 ah! And all the monkeys gather around. And he feeds them directly with his hands. This is Bhagavan. That Narada Muni, you don't know what you're talking about. He's just a little boy, and it's my duty to raise this boy properly. So he has to learn morality. He has to learn respect to superiors. He has to learn to follow the rules of society. What are you saying? Bhagavan, I should respect him, offer prayers, this, that. Hey, just go, jao. Take your veena and go. So this is Nanda Baba, just wants to serve Krishna day and night. Not thinking, oh, I'm so lucky, I'm so fortunate. Oh, God is my son. Oh, Vasudeva Devaki, Bhagavan Krishna is your son. Yes, we're very fortunate. God is our son. Or God was our son for 1 minute, for 1 hour. So they did millions of years of austerity to get that 1 minute, to have that 1 minute of ego. It's spiritual ego in one sense, but it's a type of, it's a tinge of impurity when compared to the love, the Brajavatsalya prema of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda is considered Vishuddha Nirmal, Nirmal Vishuddha prema, completely, absolutely, totally pure. And they do that, the Acharyas compare. They're both in Vatsalya Bhav, both the mother and father and Krishna, but a different aspect of Krishna, Madhurya sweet Krishna, the Krishna which is just served hand and foot, that is Yashoda's Krishna, and she's in prema seva, that's all. No pride, no position, no ego. But Vasudeva and Devaki, they're also mother and father of Krishna, everyone agrees. Devaki Nandan, Yashoda Nanda, Nandalal. But there's a difference, there's similarity and differences. They're both mother and father, but what is the relationship? What is the position of the mentality of Yashoda and Nanda, and the mentality of Vasudeva and Devaki? And that's what we have to consider on the basis of what we said. So the superiority is with Yashoda and Nanda. They didn't want to have God as their son. Do you know God as our son? Oh, wow, Devaki, Vasudeva, you know, God became your son. Yes, God became our son. So they're proud of God, but it's also some enjoyment comes to their side. We are the father and mother of God. That's some enjoyment for the self. That's why we say impurity, this is like the very high level of impurity, but impurity means like this, one's desire to enjoy independently, even the subtle desire to enjoy the position of being mother and father of God. That's a desire. Oh, I have the desire to be the mother and father of God. My side. How does your having the desire or that feeling or thought that you're the mother and father of God, how does that give pleasure to God? And it doesn't. That's for you. That's your side. That's your ego. That's your hankar. Although it's very high and purified, rarefied, spiritual type ego, but still it's something independent. It's something for you. It's on your side. It's independent. It's not connected with Krishna. You see? You understand? So one's desire to enjoy independently can go up to that level where you do thousands, many births, a few births you pass, Sutaba and Prishnigarbha, right? Prishni and Sutaba, and they have Prishnigarbha as their son, and Drona and Dara, and finally Vasudeva and Devaki. Yashodananda, they just said, oh, we want to serve Krishna. We want to have the opportunity to serve the Lord. If we could be so fortunate. And they never. And to be a servant, what can you? You're just a servant. Where's the? What's the ego of the servant? What is your position? They couldn't get any ego. Yashodananda didn't have any chance to expand their ego or get any ego gratification. They couldn't say. No one could come and say, oh, you know, you're the father and mother of Krishna. They always had some hesitation, some fear. They always had this mood of viraha, which I gave one lecture before. Viraha, that the coward boys, they're in viraha, and Mother Yashoda and Nanda, they're in viraha, and the gopis are in the greatest viraha, mood of separation. We can lose Krishna at any moment. Krishna is not really ours. He's our foster mother and father. He's my stepbrother. He's not my brother. Krishna is not my brother. Because my father is not Nanda. My father is Vasudeva. Krishna is not my brother. My mother is not Yashoda. My mother is Rohini, right? Balaram. You understand? Rohini Nandan. So, but his mood is that I love him more than a brother. I can't live without my Krishna. I can't live without serving my Krishna. But the fact is, he's thinking, Balaram's thinking, well, maybe Krishna is actually from Mathura. He's the foster son. Foster son means like adopted. His real mother and father is Devaki and Vasudeva. That was what Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they were under this idea that, oh, we just have a chance to serve him. He's not God and he's not our son. We're like nurses. We're like datris. We're just serving him. At any moment, the owner of this child can take the child back, right? If you're a nurse, the nurse can't claim ownership. Nurse is just humbly serving. He passes stool, the nurse cleans it, he cries at night, the nurse wakes up and feeds him. And she does so much work and so much seva. So what is the ego she gets from that? She's just a servant. Servant means humility. She works so hard day and night for a couple of years. Then the mother and father come back from Europe and say, okay, you did a very nice job taking care of my son. And she's very attached. Oh, I feel like he's mine. No, but he's not yours. He's ours. Well, yeah, you're right. Okay, bye. And she cries. And the foster son goes back to the real mother and father, which Krishna did after 11 years. So then he just left. Okay, thanks for the service. Bye. They served in Yashodananda served for 24 hours a day for 11 years. And then Krishna ran to Mathura for 27 years. Then on to Dwarka. So what ego could they? Oh yes, Krishna's our... We are the mother and father of God. And people say, oh yeah, really? Where's your God now? They could never think like that. They're just, we're servants. He's in the care of us. That's all. So they were simply satisfied to have an opportunity to serve him. And they were very attached to him, and they loved him. So their bhakti is totally pure. Nirmal Vishuddha Vatsalya Prem, Braja Vatsalya.